Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And he said unto Moses, Come up unto the Lord, thou, and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. And Moses took the tabernacle, and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that every one which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. Then David went over to the other side, and stood on the top of an hill afar off, a great space being between them. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. So that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept. And they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. I will fetch my knowledge from afar and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. Every man may see it, man may behold it afar off. He saith among the trumpets, Ha, ha! And he smelleth the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. Is this your joyous city, whose antiquity is of ancient days? Her own feet shall carry her afar off to sojourn. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him, as a shepherd doth his flock. But fear not thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more.
But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in, and sat with the servants to see the end. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him.
But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph, and Salome.
And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Then took they him, and led him, and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins,
standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and for in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster, and all the company in ships and sailors, and as many as trade by sea stood afar off, and